Well, now a problem that affects millions of Americans, student loan debt, which has grown at a painfully fast rate, up more than 150% in the last 10 years since the Great Recession. And some people graduate with so much debt, it's changing the way they live their lives. Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio has more from Denver.
Green Lady Gardens is like a verdant oasis from the concrete and bustle of downtown Denver. The small space is packed with plants. Jessica Schutz says she started this store to fill a need.
I felt like all the other houseplant stores were just kind of boring. They're all just white walls, kind of uninspiring. And I really like colors and I really like plants. And plants and colors are in, so it's like my time.
Dig a little deeper, and Schutz's story is shaped not necessarily by a love of plants, but by larger economic forces. She originally wanted to be a conservationist. She went to college in Colorado and then grad school in Montana. She was a Fulbright scholar studying in Mongolia when the Great Recession hit.
I remember my dad calling me being like, things are really bad here. Things are really bad. You know, and I'm like working in the countryside. I have no idea. I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'm going to have a degree. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to get the job of my dreams. And I came back and that was not the reality. And so things are very, very different than what I expected.
She graduated into the worst job market since the Great Depression. Despite years of study and some impressive academic credentials, she couldn't find a job that matched her skills. And then there was the matter of loans, which create a constant sense of urgency.
My student loans are almost as much as our mortgage every month. Yeah.
She's had to work at admin jobs to pay down some of that debt. A loan from her mom helped her buy a house. And she got a line of credit thanks to equity in her home and opened the plant shop. She says she hopes someday to get back to the environmental movement. Student loan debt is one of those things that sneaks up on many.
But yeah, there are some students who do not consider the impact of what they're borrowing until they're wrapping up their college education.
That's Ben Wurzel. He runs the Money Sense program at the University of Colorado Boulder, which helps students figure out their finances after graduation. Wurzel works with many students who are surprised how much and how long they'll be paying off their loans. He says in the vast majority of cases, higher education is worth the investment. The average debt load in Colorado is $27,000, which Wurzel says is manageable.
It's when you start getting way above that, and also when you start seeing six-figure debt loads, that you want to be really careful about how much you're borrowing and think about how you're going to pay that back.
That's easier to do if the degree is something like engineering or computer science, a lot harder if it's a liberal arts degree. Ben Keyes is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania who studies student loan debt. He says success with any degree is actually a matter of timing.
And so it's really a function of bad luck or good luck. If you graduate into a good economy, there's going to be more plentiful jobs, better paying jobs, and it's going to be a lot easier to pay off your loans.
Keyes says it's not surprising that many students graduate with little understanding of their future loan debt or how difficult it is to get that debt forgiven. It's out of sight, out of mind for most. He says there must be a greater effort to counsel students before they start accumulating debt, and that states should help make higher education more affordable.
And I think we need a much broader recognition that the big increases in tuition have really shifted the burden onto younger and younger people. And they really need our help when times are tough.
And payments on the loans are due just after graduation, when their earning potential is at its lowest. He says this debt can delay home ownership, marriage, and other life milestones. Jessica Schutz's timing in the job market was terrible. Her loan debt, high. But that didn't slow her down. It just altered her trajectory.
I don't know, the Great Recession, then coming back to student loans and just having to have that necessity of how do I make it work and be happy.
She could have toiled at jobs she hated to pay the loans back and been bitter.
But that's not really in my nature.
Instead, she found a new passion, selling houseplants. But she readily admits she's fortunate to have a supportive family and husband. Other graduates are not so lucky. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.